च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च दानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्विते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय यं प्राव्रजन् तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जिभावो पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिमेदु सर्वभूतहृदयं मां तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेयराधे मां शरणं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेयराधे तं मां शरणं स्वीकृत्य We are so much fortunate to come here in Vrindavan, especially in Vrindavan. Now we are in Seva Punja, most important place in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, this situated in 10 miles area is so much full of affection and love of Krishna. This is the embodiment of Krishna and his love and affection. Once in Dwarka, Narada went to see the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna was feeling so much separation. Especially Narada inspired Braja Prem, remembered his Braja Prem. How gopis are feeling separation for Krishna here. So, the mother of Baldev Prabhu, Rohini Devi, was telling the importance of Braja and the especiality of love and affection of all the Brajavasis. Among all the Brajavasis, she wanted to glorify especially gopis. And among gopis, 8 sakhis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Tung, Vidya, Indu, Lekha, Rang, Devi. And among 8, Srimati Radhika, who is the embodiment of Mahabhava. Why Krishna always surrounded by 16,108 queens of Dwarka? So much beautiful, so sweet, but yet Krishna was not satisfied by them. He was not controlled by them. Why? Vrindavan has no opulence, only trees and flowers, creepers. But Dwarka, so many jewels, so much opulence. But yet, Krishna was not satisfied by that. Why? What is the speciality of Vrindavan, Braja? He wanted to know. all the queens, especially Rukmini and Satabhang, are told that Krishna is not satisfied in Dwarka. He always remembers Vrindavan. Sometimes he says, "Oh, Mother Yashoda, weeping." Sometimes, "Oh, Lalite, oh, Vishakhe." And sometimes, Rukmini is telling that Krishna is taking my well and weeping and thinking myself Radhika. And he says, "Oh, Radhe, why you have been angry to me? Be pleased to me, be merciful to me." And Krishna weeping. Whole night, no sleep, only weeping, his pillow and bed were all wetted by his tears. So what is the reason that Krishna is controlled by gopis? And he is still remembering Brajapai. So when Krishna by a pastime of Braja in Dwarka, in New Vrindavan, he showed his very beautiful Kishore Roop to Satyabhama, Rukmini and all others. Even an old mother of comes old, so too old. She has to take his lip, eye lip like this, everything white, taking a danda. Stay. And anyhow, moving, she was also charmed by Krishna, that beauty. At that time, Krishna, for a moment, he took his lips closed and began to sing Radhe Radhe in that throat. All were there, were stunned by that beauty of Krishna. And Krishna was searching gopis, any Lalita, Vishakha, Radhe. And he went to any gopi and he took his cloak here of any gopi. And he is going to Cowgri. So beautiful. All their charm. So after this first time, Narad came to Krishna, apologizing that I have caused you some disturbance, so be pleased, merciful to me. Krishna, no. I have remembered Braj Prem. I have remembered gopis, my father and mother. So I want that you should have any benediction. Not always, if you want to give any benediction, that you should give me. Two benedictions. If anyone will come to Vrindavan, Braja, and he will go to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Nandagaon, Barsana, Bhandirban, all the important parts of Vrindavan. Especially in Vrindavan, Kali Hrada, Brahma Hrada, Brahma Kunda. In Vrindavan also, the Seva Kunja, Imli Tala, Singarbat, Dhir Shami, Bansibat, and Gopishwar Mahadev. And the Pulin of Vrindavan. Pulin of Vrindavan, what is the meaning?
Bank of Yamuna.
Pulin?
Garden.
Eh?
Jamuna
Pulin?
Yeah.
Bank of Pulin?
Bank of
beautiful new forest on the bank of Jamuna, full of belly, chameli, yui, kadamba tree, and samal tree, where peacocks are dancing and singing ka ke ka, and cuckoos are singing, what? Where is Srimati Radhika? Like this. Parrots are there. Two classes of parrots, male and female. They are twirling themselves. Krishna is beautiful. And see, parrot is telling
Radhika.
So quarreling these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he enjoyed all these things. So if anyone comes and he will touch the dust of the very beautiful and sweet pastime place of Krishna, like what I told, then at once Krishna Prem should come in him or her. Without any practice of bhakti yoga, no need of practicing bhakti yoga. Tatkhana,
immediate.
Krishna told that yes, my benefit will be like this. If anyone will come and with very respect, very
deep faith
and deep faith, that if I will touch the dust of Vrindavan, of these places, surely Krishna Prem will come. He has so much determination and strong faith, then Krishna Prem will come. Nothing to sadhana and bhajan, but yet will have to do. And secondly, he told, if anyone here with a strong faith and belief, all the pastimes of Krishna, Damodar Leela, Ras Leela, Venu Gee, Bhramar Gee,
Gopi
Gee, Pranay Gee, and pastimes from the birth to Dwarka, especially of Vrindavan, especially of Kishore age pastimes. Those who is telling and those who are hearing, Bhakta Srota, both will have prem, this prem, Braj prem. Krishna told, at once they will have, no doubt at all. So I think you are very fortunate that you have come here in Vrindavan. And we are staying at least 15 days in this Vrindavan and all over Brajmandal for whole month, 1 month. Some are fortunate to have come early also and they are here. So I will request that with very determination and a strong faith, you should follow me everywhere. Try to hear Harikatha of Krishna. I will start from his birth, pastime, and will try to go as far as we can go. Where I will go, we will go. You can hear there the pastime what Krishna played there, like in Govardhan, how he lifted Govardhan, what he did in Radha Kunda, what he did in Seva Kunja, what he played role in Bansi Bhat, what he did in Bhandirvan. If no need of reading Srimad Bhagavat there, the dust will tell all these things and you will hear automatically. So, wherever you should go, try to avoid offenses of dham, offenses of Vaishnava and Krishna. Don't criticize anyone. Don't break any leaf or branches of any creeper or tree. Try to avoid ants and all other insects from your feet. Don't tell lies. Have a very guru big guru nishtha. Try to follow all the rules and regulations of bhakti. Samanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyakshat manivedanam. Try to help each other without any interest. Thus I think, if you follow all these things, and hear Hari Katha, surely Krishna Prem will come. Try to be sincere hearted, not to cheat anyone, not to cheat anyone by any means. Always hearing Hari Katha and to let them others Hari Katha. So I think it will help you. I think that from all over world so many devotees have come. I know that they are very rich and they are of very
aristocratic
family. I know that we have no such arrangement and facilities here. Especially when we will go out of Vrindavan and Mathura, it may be that there will be some problem for bathroom or walking or anything. Why you are not controlling your son, that Giridhari's mother? If he will always do like this, he will tell you not to take and not to come with us. We don't want any disturbance in Hari Katha. So there may be some problems, some difficulties. But you should know that you have come only to take Hari Katha, pastimes of Krishna hearing, and to do parikrama. So many difficulties may come. Try to avoid and try to accumulate all these things. I want that your time should not be wasted. In morning, here, we will sit there. We will cover upside so that so many persons can sit there. My seat will be there. Here in Baranda, all will sit here. From tomorrow morning, they should arrange like this. Gradually, we will try to manage all things very happily. I will have to return just now to Mathura for an opening. And I will return tomorrow at 8 or 7 o'clock. I want that tomorrow we should go anywhere in parikrama. After class here. After class, at about 7:30, you should be ready and we will go to any parikrama. I think tomorrow we will start from Kali Hrada, where Krishna defeated that snake Kali, and there the samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati Parashri, you know, he was very rustic and bhav bhakta. He has written so many books. And then we will go to Sanatan Goswami to beg his mercy. Also to his samadhi and bhajana sthali, Radha Gop, Madan Mohan, and thus some places, and then return. So you should be ready for that. And on 16th, the disappearance day of my Guru Dev. But yet, we will call all the Vaishnava of Vrindavan, Gauriya Vaishnava, and we will give Pushpanjali to my Guru Dev, all. And the disciples of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, they can give Pushpanjali to him and to Guru Dev, both. I will manage for this. And we will go in the morning after class to Jamuna to take the mercy of Jamuna Devi. And we will do sankalpa there. And after that, we will come here and we will give Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of our Guru and Aarti and Mahamohan. So we will begin from that. I hope that Krishna will be so merciful, the Vrindavan Dham will be so merciful to you, and you will enter in bhakti realm by the grace of Krishna. So I am praying to Krishna, Radha, Vinod, Bihari, Vrinda Devi, that they should be merciful to you, to bestow their mercy to you. Gau Pramanande. Let us listen for a minute.